If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, highsocietyradio.co. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. Three young men, and we are young. I'm talking, I'm 17 years old.
Supple.
I just got out of high school. I graduated early, and I decided to start podcasting, so that's pretty cool, right,
guys?
You
got your fucking life ahead of you.
I feel like a baller. I feel like a super cool dude, and I feel like... You know, high school was fun, but it's over now, and now I'm an adult. Now I'm an adult with adult problems and adult thirsts and hungers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, Johnny?
I heard you have a lot of adult hungers.
Yeah, you know how I am. Yeah, I get weird, and I get adulty. That's what I do.
Adulty?
Yeah, you heard me.
Is that like porn?
You don't get weird, you get vices, right? Ain't that the word?
Have you heard that Vice is getting its own TV channel? It's going to replace H2.
What's H2?
That's the channel with all... That's like History Channel 2 that has all the weird shit on it.
Do they keep the HBO deal or no?
Monsters and Aliens.
Oh, Ancient Aliens? Okay.
I have no idea.
I would just keep the HBO.
I heard they're getting a daily HBO show on top of it.
A daily HBO show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like...
Probably. I would imagine it's 5 days a week like a news magazine show would be.
Yeah, like an 11 at night
or something. On HBO, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time HBO did something like that, would it?
I guess they did In Treatment, right? That was a show that was on Five. That was scripted.
Yeesh.
But what else?
Wasn't that great of a show?
I'm not saying it was a great show, Johnny. I'm saying it was 5 days a week.
I feel like, didn't they have like a sports show that was on daily?
I don't know.
Back in the day?
Arliss. That was just
yeah, that was on nonstop back in the day, Arliss.
Episodes of it.
Yeah.
But good for Vice. They've officially blown up and sold out. Guess it's time for us to stop liking them. Huh, guys?
Well, people hate Vice nowadays. You know that?
People have been hating on Vice for a while.
People just call them racist.
Why are they racist?
Because they're white males. I literally heard two girls talking about in like a bodega being like, I hate Vice. It's such a male heteronormative narrative.
What the fuck is that? What is a normative?
It's a white male heteronormative
What is a normative?
Narrative. Well, I don't know, because they're straight white guys, and they go to fucking Korea.
No, but they have, like, Indian correspondents for the Indian shit. They have to know people that know the fucking language.
That's
complete bullshit.
I don't know. I didn't understand it.
I know that, but that's just, like, I can see where Republicans might fucking hate it.
Well, a lot of people...
They shit on a lot of Republican stuff on it.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it seems to be, like...
It's more left-leaning.
Yeah, but, that's not... Those are the people who are hating on it, the far, far left people.
Oh, because it's hip to do that, I guess, right? Fucking build you up and break you down.
I guess. I mean, they are rich white millionaires, billionaires, right?
Not billionaires.
Shane Smith is worth over $1 billion at this point.
Oh, shit.
Is he worth a billion?
I'm going to look it up right now.
He never shaved
I don't think
beard,
he's worth
though.
$1 billion. Shout I think Vice might be worth $1 billion.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't. $1.4 billion.
He's worth.
For his estimated worth is $400 million, according to Forbes. So the complete value of Vice is $1.4 billion.
I guess we look like idiots now, and we should be sellouts because Vice has $1 billion, and we don't have dick.
Well, I mean, you can go to patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
Wait, where can I go?
patreon.com/highsocietyradio.
What can I do there?
Donate to the show.
And so get us closer to that sellout billionaire point.
Exactly. We're not even at pizza party level, let alone sellout billionaire 24-hour-a-day
we're
network.
We're close to pizza party, though.
Well, yeah. If we don't keep plugging and people don't keep donating, we're never going to get
there.
Well,
we have two new Patreon patrons.
Yes, we got two new ballers then.
Exactly.
What are their names?
It's two ladies.
Women.
Yeah.
I love it.
What are their goddamn names, Chris?
The first one, Amanda W. And then the second one is Gypsy Julie.
Gypsy Julie and Amanda W. I watch a lot of that gypsy programming on the, I'm going to guess it's the Learning Channel.
H2? Which I'm just finding out
about.
It
could be H2.
Oh, yeah, you watch My Gypsy Wedding, right?
Yeah, I've watched My Gypsy Wedding. And I wonder if, what's the name, Gypsy Julie?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're a Roma gypsy.
What's a Roma gypsy?
I think they're like the traditional gypsy that lives in the United States. And, they're just kind
they're
of
not like
fortune
the
telling and shit.
No. They're kind of basically like grifters and construction workers, and all their daughters act like whores, but they don't fuck.
Ew.
I hope not. I hope she's better than
that. They get married at 16 and crank out a bunch of kids.
So they do fuck.
Yeah, they just get married.
After they get married.
That's not a bad deal.
But they dress very sluttily. Like, this is what the TV show
they
teaches
titillate.
Me.
They
don't
titillate.
Know if they actually have sex in real life. I don't know.
You got to if you're going to have kids, man.
And they hate, like, non-gypsy people. So I'm glad that Gypsy Julie has donated to us, and we're not gypsies.
I hope we're not getting catfished.
Why would we get it? She already gave us money.
I'm just saying.
No, we're catfishing Gypsy Julie.
Yeah, because you keep talking about grifting people on the show, and she just thinks we're one of her.
Exactly, yeah. We need more grifting on the show.
I feel like we do need a good grift, because we're always talking about starting businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think we're more of the drifter, grifter.
Like someone takes us into their
gold
home.
Gold sifter, like panning. Anything that ends in ifter.
Like someone takes us into their home, and then we murder them and steal their belongings.
Exactly.
But I think it's just being a murderer, not even a grifter.
Yeah, I knew a scumbag kid who stole money from his roommate and had to move to another state.
Yeah, you told me about that.
This piece of shit, he had to move. He moved in with the one kid who like was defending him and saying he didn't steal money from his roommate. And then this kid started credit cards in this dude that let him live with him's parents' names and ran them up so he can get his own apartment.
How much money did he run up?
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Was the parents' credit screwed?
It is now. He moved out a year ago, and they just found out he did that because they just started getting like the bills and shit.
Oh my god!
Because I think he moved the cards to his new place, and then like he just stopped paying it, so they found them at their old address.
Say I like say on the off chance I did have good credit, and they like gave me giant credit lines. How long would I be able to like get away? Like say if I wanted to just say fuck it, and I just start pissing away money on credit cards. And I'll travel the world. Do I have like basically a month to do that, or
no? You got some time. All right, let me break this down. My uncle got I know about this because I have a family member who kind of did that.
Nice.
Now he had some addictions, so he wouldn't travel. But I'd say he was spending as much as you would spend traveling the world, living in hostels. So that lasted him a good 2 years.
What really? The fuck? Damn, that's
but
a roll.
You after 30 days, the fucking bill
you
is...
You just keep starting new cards. Here's the thing. Now it's like difficult to do that. But, I mean, this was the 90s. Like, back when they were like just sending those offers constantly, you just max them all out. They used to give you a lot higher credit lines. So, like, if you actually had good credit and you can get all those credit lines, you could probably get it going for a couple of months before anybody caught on. But then you'd be screwed for a few years. You just declare bankruptcy, though. 10 years later, you're good.
Those couple months will be pretty goddamn fun, though. I mean, seriously, really fun.
That's true.
More fun than dredging away at the fucking, I don't know, salt mine? Is that a place people work?
Is that where you work?
I don't work at a salt mine. I work in radio, baby.
Nice.
I work in radio. Oh, man.
You make the magic
happen.
You
know what I forgot to do? I forgot to plug our Twitter account. @HS Radio Show. Know what else I forgot to plug? Our Instagram account. Instagram.com/High Society Radio, right? That's the name of it?
Yep.
All right.
You started that account.
I don't remember that. Plus, there's a subreddit. There's a Reddit that's a sub of regular Reddit, and it's reddit.com/r/High Society Radio.
Isn't all Reddit parts of Reddit subreddits?
I guess there's main Reddit, front page Reddit, and then everything else is the subreddit.
But isn't that r/all? I think that's a subreddit as well.
I'm not sure, bro. All I know is they want to. They don't want people fucking saying bad things about each other on Reddit anymore.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, don't you think? Like, I thought Reddit was the place on the internet that was like for.
So 4chan now, dog.
Well, no, that's the thing. Is like 4chan is just ludicrous. Like Reddit is actually people cursing at each other.
Can't believe the PayPay market crashed.
You're still troubled about that? Now you got to max out all these credit cards. Well, your PayPays are worthless.
I invested all everything in the PayPay coin. Jesus. Fucked up. I should have sent Johnny all those rare PayPays.
Nah, I'm fine. I don't got enough memory on my phone for all that.
Oh, Johnny. What's the problem, buddy? Why don't you like fuck? You want you like Wojak and PayPay, huh?
That you don't have any kind of relationship with something like that. Be it real or not, that was just insane shit.
I don't think so.
He was just like and one of them that you sent me, he was teabagging him, but in his nostrils and shit. How is that supposed to work? He stuffed two nutsacks. I didn't even know turtles had nutsacks like that.
It's not a turtle, it's a frog.
There you go. Whatever that was. Whatever.
I didn't know frogs had nutsacks like that. Yeah, I assume turtles did inside that shell.
No, frogs do.
Do they really, or you just fucking...
I don't make anything up. Frogs have balls. And they're fat.
Oh, it's God.
Fat.
Well, he was just basically... The Wojak was snorting his nuts, and that was a bit much for me there. I was like, all right, I've reached my limit.
Time to do some rails of human balls.
That was crazy. I don't even know what that was supposed to, like, interpret. It's nothing deep. It ain't a Banksy, right?
Banksy should be fucking doing some PayPay shit. Banksy should be on 4chan.
Yeah, that would be crazy if he actually was doing PayPays on the side. If he did a one at least.
That'd be great.
Well, he would do the rarest PayPay. Because right, it was a Banksy, right?
You know plenty of fucking dudes who fucking do graffiti, right?
Yeah, not as much anymore. I am an adult now.
Sounds like someone's becoming an old, uncool man.
We can't all be 17 forever, Dookie.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, find someone, have him make a PayPay stencil, and let's start posting up PayPays around New York City.
I get a PayPay stencil. Sam will do that for us.
All right.
You know Sam. You know Sam, Johnny.
That shit.
Yeah, he does. He makes stencils.
Let's do fucking High Society Radio PayPay fucking stencil.
Okay. You know the way to get around the graffiti laws with the stencils.
How's that?
You can do them with chalk, and then they like last until the first really heavy rain.
All right.
And it's not illegal because it's not permanent.
All right. All right. So now we're fucking. Now this is some viral fucking marketing. We fucking involve a crazy fast website where no one can tell who the fuck anyone is, and we involve this fucking podcast and something so obscure and weird that people doesn't even know what the fuck it means.
How many stencils?
PayPay.
Do you post this podcast on 4chan?
You can't post. I mean, I can fucking post a link on 4chan, but everyone will call me a fag.
Yeah, but that's what it's for. Like, hey, what's up, guys? Listen to my.
And then they probably dox us and fucking find out all of our fucking precious information.
Oh, God.
Now that you're gonna get anything out of me, I'm fucking in debt up to my eyeballs, dude.
That's all you get.
They're not gonna dox us. We'll be fine. I'm telling you, we got high levels of test.
I'm always
up here.
Worried about getting doxed.
Nah, yeah, dude, our gains are strong. They're gonna fucking feel us on 4chan,
bro. We're fucking, there's a bunch of gains goblins out there. They're going to fucking suck away all our gains.
Nah, right? Man. They're going to add to the gains. It's a support system over there.
I'm not down with gains goblins, all right?
What the fuck?
Well, Johnny, maybe if you fucking did some show prep, i.e. read 4chan during the week, you'd know what the fuck we're doing.
I don't
get
feel
coked up and read 4chan while you're on the shitter in the morning.
It's fucking ridiculous. Like, you really own
that. Oh,
lot,
I just woke up. I guess I'll do a fat rail and read what's happened on 4chan. Oh, it looks like there's some fucking trap porn.
I am pretty ignorant on that. I can't navigate that for shit.
What the hell is trap porn?
Is chicks with dicks. It's very popular. There's some new trap porn. they're bashing Mad Max for being feminist for the fucking 2 weeks straight.
Wait, Mad Max isn't feminist? You were talking about that last week.
Yeah. I saw Mad Max.
What'd you think?
You know what my big beef is with that movie? No one had a fucking Australian accent.
That's your main problem?
No. Tom Hardy sounded like Bane. He was doing Bane voice.
He wasn't doing this.
Yeah, he was, dude. Rewatch that movie. He was doing fucking Bane voice, and no one sounded Australian.
Did he have a
it
mask
It really
on?
Annoyed me. What's that?
He had a mask on, though, right?
It's like the first, like I guess, half of the movie. The
so
first, like, third.
Why it sounded like that? Once he takes
the
mask
off. No, he took the mask off. He still didn't have an Australian accent.
Ish.
Really weird. But, you know, hey, it was fucking Mad Max.
Yeah. I thought it was good.
You know he signed on to do four more?
Good.
Nice.
Good.
I guess Tom Hardy's just Mad Max now.
He's got some good movies coming out. He's got one where he plays gangster twins and shit. How many looks all right.
How many movies is fucking Tony Stark, what's his name, played fucking Tony Stark in?
Oh, God.
Seven?
Probably like seven.
Kind of spinoffs, like seven.
Yeah, because two Avengers, three Iron Man. Is he in any of the Captain Americas? He's in the end of the first Captain America, right?
I don't know. I stopped watching the Marvel movies.
Just, it's too much, right? It's kind of why I stopped reading comics. It's too much.
You get oversaturated?
Yeah, like superhero comics, it's just too much to fucking read. I don't want to read 50 fucking books.
Yeah, the comic book movie. I mean, I watched the first Avengers on bootleg. Yeah. And then I just read the Wikipedia of the second Avengers.
Yeah, that's what I did. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to pay for this.
There's too many fucking...
I do still enjoy them, but there's just too many crossings. First of all, what are they up to? The third TV show now with Daredevil?
Yeah, it's Daredevil, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And then there's another prequel to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which takes place at the same time as the first Captain America movie.
What?
It's called, like, Agent Carter.
Yeah,
it's supposed
to
be...
about the chick.
Remember, like, ooh. Agent 13 was Captain America's girlfriend in the comic books?
No.
It's about her mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a tough old broad, Stanley. You'd like her.
I know, I just know that Thanos is going to show up for, Infinity Gauntlet, right?
Yeah,
or Infinity War?
Those should be good. Those are ones. Guardians of the Galaxy 2...
There's like, I think there's like Avengers 3, which is called Infinity War, I believe, comes out in 2017.
Or 19, some shit.
Or 19, and there's like 10 movies between now and then. It's
fucking crazy. I mean, Ant-Man's coming out.
Ant-Man's coming out.
That looks fucking terrible.
I mean, I like Paul Rudd.
Is Judd Apatow directing it?
No, he's not.
Is it about being an Ant-Man in your fucking 40s? Because this seems like depressing fucking.
It's practice. About like kind of being an Ant-Man, but not being as good of an Ant-Man as you were a few years earlier.
Yeah, they just do period pieces for men, I guess. That shit is terrible.
It's about like being an Ant-Man, but then having a bromance with a Wasp man. Oh, that's it. Him and Spider-Man have a bromance, but Spider-Man's not as into it as Ant-Man.
Michael Douglas is in it. Underrated actor, I think. Right?
Ant-Man teaches Seth Rogen that he could you'd still have fun even if he gets married. I mean, there is still fun in life. So him and Ant-Man go see Cirque du Soleil and eat some mushrooms.
And then Leslie Mann, fucking, that's the love interest in her fucking late 80s and shit. She's an old-looking broad, man.
And then Ant-Man's a camp counselor at a Jewish summer camp. He's a real dick, and he has two girlfriends.
And they have a...
Maybe they fucking...
Virgin Man. They have to get Virgin Man laid by the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Maybe they have like a 3D version of Harold Ramis to play his fucking dad.
Jesus, man.
What? He always
John, why are you so
day?
Fucking angry tonight?
I'm just—it's a long day.
He got into a fight with he went out with a couple and was the third wheel and got into a fight over the weekend, so it ruined his weekend.
I didn't get into a fucking
fight.
They got into a fight in front of him.
Whoa! What happened?
Why'd you just deep throat that mic?
What happened? What happened, bro?
Nah, you know, you get friends and shit. I'm like, yo, John, let's go for a fucking drink or let's go get a beer. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. But they're driving, so they got to pick me up. So that means they got to drop me the fuck off.
Okay.
So we go somewhere, and they've been going out a good 6 years, I think, 6, 7 years, whatever the fuck
Ow!
That is.
Yeah.
And they just argue about the dumbest shit.
Like
they,
what?
The motherfucker got it, you know those fountain soda shit, you press it yourself, you get it. She said, are you getting that? They weren't even fucking sharing the soda.
Like the fancy Coke machines?
Yeah. She's like why?
Are those considered fancy now?
I think they're fancy.
You get 1,000 flavors in one box, that's some awesome shit, man.
All right.
All right.
So the man orders whatever, some lemon lime, some kind of Sprite offspring.
LeBron like, mix?
I didn't see it on there. It might be in there by the finals, though, because he's going back to the finals. So good for LeBron, right? Fucking 6 finals in a row?
5.
Fuck him.
You're getting off topic.
Stay on track. Soda. Couples. Fighting. You.
So he gets a soda. She starts bitching about, oh, hey, why'd you get that soda? He was like, why can't I just, we're not sharing this shit.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, but you know, you could at least ask my opinion. And it was a 20-minute fucking argument.
What?
About the soda and his lack of respect and she for her
had,
input.
She had her own soda?
She had her own fucking soda. She was always, I had a Mr. Pibb because I'm a gentleman.
Oh, Mr. Pibb's pretty good.
Can't go wrong with a Mr. Pibb.
Extra?
Yeah, it was the red one.
That's good. Mr.
It's
Pibb
good shit.
Good,
I fucked
dog.
Mr. Pibb. I don't know what regular Mr. Pibb
so
tastes like.
So she was pissed that he didn't get Mr. Pibb. Did you end up fucking this chick at the end of the night?
No. It was just
she
like,
was calling you Mr. Pibb by the end of the night?
Was this a couple situation, Johnny?
It was not. I can't do that to a friend.
All right.
But I just don't understand couples.
Where were you guys eating?
It was fucking the McDonald's right by Water Street and shit.
Fancy.
It was like, you know, at that point, because we were going to go to the bar next door, and I was like, yeah, let's go. But at that point, I was like, I just want to go home, catch fucking Game of Thrones, and chill the fuck out.
Yeah, who doesn't, right? I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Do you ever get into, like, stupid... You've been with your girl for a while. You ever get a stupid...
Been here for 15 to 20 years we've been together.
That's crazy since you're only 17.
It's time, son. Y'all was fucking since y'all was babies.
That's, like, illegal.
Ow!
What's your question?
Well, you
get into shit like, all right, like, see this watch I'm wearing?
Yeah.
My girlfriend doesn't like it. And she also came to meet up with me and Johnny one night and got mad that I was wearing this watch and pouted.
I paid the brunt of that because she was in a bad mood, so she had to take it out on something. I made a sexist joke, I guess, whatever.
But I was
Johnny.
And she just, you know, I didn't hear the end of it. I was like, well, all right.
Well, you are a sexist. You are
not
a misogynist, men's rights activist.
At all.
Oh, yeah, I have clothing that my girlfriend's like, why do you wear that shirt? You know I hate it. Like, but I like the shirt.
Yeah, that's
like
why I wore the watch. But she wasn't even supposed to come hang out with us. She was just like, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Can I meet up with you and Johnny?
I don't mind. She's pleasant to be around. But I'm saying, like,
don't come through when you're not supposed to come through and then shit on my watch. It was brand new at the time. I spent good money on this damn watch.
Rough day. That happens. But
sounds like trouble in paradise to me, Johnny. Were you with Chris and his girlfriend? Was that the couple?
No,
and you just didn't want to say it to be awkward?
They're just fucking crazy themselves. But I figure this, like, the longer you're with somebody, the dumber your fucking fights are.
Wait, I want to try to guess the shirt that your girlfriend doesn't like. Is that Megatron button-down shirt that you have?
Oh, my God. I haven't worn that since high school.
I've never seen that
she
shirt.
She would probably like
that.
That
sounds awesome.
Fuck.
Compared to the shirt she doesn't like?
Yeah. Yeah,
what
I mean,
fuck is it?
It's just a fucking shitty plaid fucking button-down shirt. She's like, it looks stupid.
Yo,
like,
you look good
care.
On plaid, bro.
Right?
You look good,
son. Thanks.
Oh, I know that shirt. Is the red one?
No, it's a different red one.
Oh, okay.
It's like a
I don't have a lot
red?
Of clothes, so Chris wouldn't know what it is.
Oh, shit.
I don't own many fucking objects. I don't have a lot of personal belongings.
You want to get broed up? We take
just
want
to fit in a bindle when you go ride the rails. Once it's time to move to the next town.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten what I could out of these rubes. Time to get down to the fucking train tracks.
No, what'd you turn very angry and beat up some random mobsters and you have to skip town?
Uh-oh. These guys know who I am now. I got to get the fuck out of Dodge. Guess I'm done sucking dick behind the movie theater.
Speaking of sucking dick, how was your cornhole?
Oh, yeah, you play cornhole with your bad shoulder.
What's that cornhole fucking place that follows us on Twitter?
I have no idea. There's another one now ever since you followed back.
Oh, really?
Are you fucking serious? Yeah. There's more than one of these things?
Hold on, I got to look it up now. Talk amongst yourselves. To, like,
I
respect
want to know how you did a cornhole. You have a bum shoulder, as was revealed on the Ron Fez show.
All right, look. I've been throwing lefty, so I had to switch it up completely. And it was
ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous dog.
Oh, boy. But it's underhanded. How the fuck do you throw? You fuck up an underhand. Left or right, it's the easiest shit to do.
I don't think I could throw it fucking right-handed. I don't think I could throw one of those beanbags right-handed.
Yeah, but it's underhand.
You know, I'm going to fucking throw out a...
How do you miss underhand? I don't get that.
Shout-out to K-Man418. When the fuck did I tweet this? Fucking love Woo Bangers. You guys are awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
I got to get on Patreon. Get on there, dog.
But
I just want to give it a throw. But no, I was terrible. I was just fucking totally awful. And it's,
you tried
to
Kurt Gibson, but your fucking leg gave out.
You get that Tommy John surgery, dog.
Fuck you, Johnny. All right, motherfucker.
Ain't no home run here. You just fucking punched out.
You can go to hell.
As long as we're talking about fucking sports injuries, did you see about this guy who got the fucking titanium, the Muay Thai fighter who got titanium plates in his fucking leg?
That's
pulled
smart.
The Lex Luger and just left him in after his bones healed?
That's fucking smart.
I was just
son.
Shattering dude's shins in Thailand.
I don't like that at all.
That's a Patreon subscriber right there if I ever heard of one.
I would subscribe to his Patreon.
Fuck
I'll
yeah.
Give a shout out to Max Keller too. Max Keller II because he fucking threw a rare pay my way.
Oh, nice.
It's worth nothing.
Yeah, but
the
time was worth a lot. Now, I can't find this
Johnny,
other...
peep this thing. This guy's just got this titanium
other,
rod in his leg.
He's like motherfucking Wolverine, dude.
All right, marijuana tweets favored something of ours. That's cool.
Yeah, they'll do that. Why you just stop reading Twitter on the show.
Hold on.
You had all week to check Twitter.
But wait a minute, so...
No, I want to give shout-outs to the cornhole people.
Shout-out to the cornhole people. Look, it's done. You just do it next week. We'll have it ready to go.
Are they sending you shit?
No.
Because you seem to, like, fucking big up people on Twitter that send you shit, motherfucker.
I haven't picked up anyone that sent me anything today.
Yeah? What about Kiva Convections?
Kiva Convections is my shit. The 1 pound club, baby.
Very good.
You're my boy.
Very good.
Go Pack Joe, what's up?
Go Pack Joe's that dude,
Go
son.
Pack Joe is that dude.
He don't get
never
wrapped
change,
up.
Never change, baby. Stay gold.
Hell yeah. You live that single life, player. Travel the world. Mule it up.
That motherfucker's Instagram account is ridiculous.
Hell yeah. He's like in Bombay and fucking Switzerland within 3 days of each other. I'm like, fuck.
I don't know what he's doing.
Did you just tell him to stay single because you're mad at your friends for fighting over soda?
People fight over dumb shit. I can't be around that nonsense.
Watches, plaid shirts, soda.
Soda. I've heard some dumb arguments in my lifetime.
Oh, I could probably do an entire podcast of just me talking about dumb arguments.
Don't do that, though. Because, you know,
so you just fucking hate couples now?
It's just annoying. Because the dumb shit people fight over is just like, I wanted to just hang the fuck out, man.
I think people just aren't meant to be around each other that much.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't mind being a third wheel. I remember once I was getting a fucking ride back up to college.
Yeah.
And I was with this couple who was driving me up. I remember I made some, like, offhanded comment that meant nothing. And they were having, like, a minor argument.
Yeah.
And then from that, they started fighting in the car, didn't stop. And then they ended up breaking up. I mean, they were going to break up anyway, but it was...
Yeah, probably.
You know, but it was from my offhanded comment that started the whole
fight. What was the comment?
I can't remember. This was, like, 10 years ago.
It was like, remember that time you fucked that chick and I was around? Hey, I mean, you don't want your girlfriend to know.
Did you want me to say that in front of her?
That's always rough, especially, like, if it's your boy you with. And they didn't tell you don't say shit.
He's like, hey, I heard you don't suck dick enough, so your man's got to go elsewhere.
God,
I don't think it was something.
Christ.
No, it was nothing that blunt.
But you haven't been a third wheel in a while. You've been in a relationship since I fucking known you. What, since you were two?
2 years old.
You haven't been a third wheel in a minute, though.
No, you can be a third wheel if you're just with a couple.
But
and you're
I'm
not
saying,
with
like,
your fucking
in your case, so it's a bit different because you have a better perspective of, like, shit not to say.
Oh, no, that doesn't give me a break.
No, he doesn't have a good perspective on what not to say.
I don't have a good perspective on much in life.
I can't
say that. I'm pretty fucking stupid.
You know, GoPack Joe's made a nice little chunk of change off some of your ideas.
That's true.
Shit. GoPack Joe, baby. You got that money, dog.
We miss you, man. Can't wait for that pizza party when we see you and stuff.
Yeah, we got GoPack Joe has to fucking come to the
pizza party. Collect on what you owe, Playboy.
All right, Stanley, would you think a... let me ask you something. Would you think a Nutella cafe would make money?
Like what? Like a
like
store?
A restaurant that sold primarily Nutella things and like high end coffee.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, somebody else did. See, that's like an idea we'd all been like, why the fuck didn't we think about it? So somebody did that in Park Slope, and they got sued by Ferrer, and they had to get shut down within like 2 months of opening.
Wait, what? They got sued for because they were selling too much of the product that company sells?
No, because they used it in their like signage. They used a lot of the in their menus and stuff. They used like the trademarked logos and shit.
Well, that's retarded. Then just fucking why close down? Just make new menus. They keep fucking selling Nutella products.
Ferrero probably fucking just took them to court and they couldn't afford it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, they're opening up one in Italy, and you'd imagine that Mario Batali hollered at somebody at Nutella.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Apparently, they have an issue with people using their fucking... They have an issue with people using their fucking logo and shit.
Question.
A quick Google search probably would have found that out.
Batali and shit.
Is there a... better nut than the hazelnut.
I'm a big fan of the cashew. I've been keeping cashew butter in the crib. I've been fucking
peanut
butter.
Almonds is my shit. I fucks with almonds.
Yeah, but the hazelnut, like, how about just for dessert purposes? The hazelnut's the shit. Like, it's crazy good.
With chocolate, though. It's not naturally that good.
But it enhances the taste of chocolate. Crazy.
That
nuts.
Is a weird fucking... Yeah. Ability that it has.
It's real weird, right?
Yeah.
But like if there's a hazelnut ice cream, like, give me some of that hazelnut ice cream, dog.
But I feel like a cashew flavored thing would be delicious as well. Like, if you made a pie crust out of cashew.
I like a lot of nuts.
I like
no
pussy.
Hobo.
Yeah, that was right? Late on that.
But for dessert, yeah, the hazelnut is my favorite. As opposed to, like, peanuts, like, are good
for,
like,
in a bar or
whatever. You don't like
Pauline's? Pauline's is alright.
Pralines?
There you go.
No, Parlene. We'll call them Parlene.
I thought he said Pauline's. I thought that was a brand of ice cream.
That's Paul Mall. Do you like that nut, Paul Mall? It's delicious. It's full flavor.
I think people would argue that the pecan, because it's just based solely on pecan pie, which I'm not a huge fan of.
I'm not a huge fan of pecan pie either, or pecan pie, whatever.
I don't like nuts generally in my food, like whole chunks of nut.
Yeah, fucking testicles, just flopping.
No, eating testicles, no homo.
Eesh.
Fry them up.
No hobo.
You never had a fried testicle, Johnny?
No.
Deep fried lamb testicle?
I don't fucking go to these fancy places where you put balls in your mouth and call it
It's the
experience.
Exact opposite of a fancy place that sells fried testicles.
Yeah.
Now, what you call it? Wouldn't that David Berg shit, didn't he have nuts on his his menu.
I'm sure there was some sort of nut in his menu.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he'd be jerking off in the food, dude.
Ew, yeah, that shit was hand, son. He looked at me a certain kind of way.
It's weird.
Ugh.
Don't hate on David Burke. He's the man.
David Burke's cool. I can't fuck with Mario Batali. That boy's a snitch, man.
Oh, why? Because he's getting sued for withholding tips from mad of his employees.
But everyone, every restaurant
gets banged
on
that.
Bourdain
don't do that, son. Bourdain don't never do that.
Bourdain don't own a goddamn restaurant.
Yeah, he's just the executive chef at
Les Halles. He's got that fucking yard coming
up. That was a long time ago at this point.
No, I think his name is still on the menu. He's not the head chef in there.
He's that man, son.
Have you been watching his No Reservations TV show?
The new one?
I mean, Parts Unknown.
No, I haven't really checked.
Really, it's not much.
The show's gotten real weird.
Is he just traveling now? He's not even eating?
No, he's eating. All right. But, like, he's eating with, like, he'll go to, like, say, an India or a South Africa or some country that has a history of colonialism.
Mm-hmm.
And he's eating with the fucking old rich white people. He's not even eating with the guy with the...
Well, he did that in South Africa when he went on No Reservations.
But he's doing this every episode on this show. It's really weird.
Well, he's like a snobby kind of fucking dude.
It wasn't always this bad.
Nah, he wasn't fucking snobby. He's going to like palaces and shit.
He did an episode where he was like, I haven't been in an Outer Borough. He did an Outer Boroughs episode where he said he hadn't been in the Outer Boroughs in like 8 years or something.
What?
And he was like, yeah, I refuse to leave Manhattan.
Everything else is a wasteland. Did you see the episode where he went to the Bronx?
Yeah, yeah. He did one of just the Bronx, because even when he did the Queens, Staten Island, Brooklyn episode, he was scared to go to the fucking Bronx.
That makes sense, but he can eat anywhere. It was fucking everybody.
Hell yeah, Johnny was bucking shots at him, right?
No, no. I love Anthony Bourdain. I would have bought him a slice of pizza.
Get your wannabe French ass out of here.
I still like him, but it's the I don't like this show.
Damn, son. You fucking sold out. You like Vice. You and Shane be fucking cornholing on the weekends?
I'll fucking cornhole Shane. I am not afraid to say that. Okay, maybe you are because you're a homophobe.
Not
at
all.
Weirdo. I'm not. I'm gonna own that. Okay.
Speaking of,
I fucking party with that dude Shane any day of the week. That guy's just blowing money. It's awesome.
I think Shane Smith could be the dude that fucking saves Pied Piper. They need investors and shit, right?
No, they got that dude who put radio on the internet.
Yeah, but he's not a billionaire no more, dog. He opens his doors a certain way that don't usually fucking go.
You heard that there's a company doing there's a company that is now called Piper Pied.
Oh, boo.
He's doing a middle out algorithm.
Yeah, they're doing a compression. They're doing a document compression software. I don't think it does like video or anything like that.
That show is really great.
It's pretty great that they just took the name. They were probably working on a compression thing anyway, and they just were like, fuck it, let's just use this name.
I'll say that, though. Coen Brothers and Mike Judge are pretty good at what the fuck they do, man. I can't remember fucking Mike Judge putting anything bad out there.
Extract wasn't that great, but
yeah,
it
wasn't
that
bad. It was washable. It was very washable.
It was good. It was a little bit too formulaic for what he does.
I mean, he's had a fucking crazy successful career.
Yeah, Office Space.
Well,
fucking
Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. Yeah. Office Space.
Daria.
Was he Daria? Though? No, man.
Was Daria.
Oh, that was just his character, though.
Dude, it was.
He must have
Daria.
Got paid for that. Daria was on Beavis and Butthead. It's a spinoff.
Make us look fucking stupid to the podcasting audience. Jesus. Idiocracy.
Yeah, that's fucking great. That's probably, I think, his finest work.
And that's the one that made no money whatsoever.
It's a bit foreshadowing.
Well, it didn't even get released.
No. Fox buried it.
Yeah.
San Andreas.
What?
No? Is that nothing to do with that?
He has nothing to do with that, you silly bastard.
Did you catch the fucking Last Planet of the Apes movie? They had it on HBO the other night.
I thought about watching it, but then I was like, I don't want to waste this much time.
I watched it on Sunday because I had nothing else to do.
How'd it go, bro?
That shit was terrible. I was like, damn, Gary Oldman, you went from Batman to this shit?
Did you like the new Game of Thrones?
Oh, that shit was fantastic.
You felt good about it?
Oh, man, my man Ramsay's, dude. He loves him some bitches.
He likes ripping the skin off people is what he likes to do.
He left literally out in the cold.
There's only 3 episodes left.
Oh my God, what's gonna happen?
I'm pretty sure I know what's gonna happen.
I bet you right now Ramsay knocks that broad up.
Oh, you think he drops a seed inside of her?
Hell yes.
Why'd you put seed in? That's how you put air quotes around the word seed.
Seed, like jism.
Yeah, but that word is used that way sometimes. Oh, you don't need the quotes, I don't think.
Okay. Good. Thanks for the correction. He's probably just banging her in the ass, though. I'm like, you know, banging her mouth. That's what I'm guessing.
Fucking Reek is just watching.
Yeah, it seemed like she got pretty hurt, so I would imagine.
She was all bruised up.
What's crazy is, though, like, Reek comes off as a worse character than Ramsay's, I think. Because he's a straight bitch made, man.
He doesn't have a dick, Johnny. He got his dick
cut off.
What's
that mean? Little that bald motherfucker, that fish bald motherfucker ain't got no dick, but he got shit done.
He doesn't have any nuts.
It's because he's owned the no dick thing.
But he has a dick. He just doesn't have nuts.
No, he don't have any. He's a eunuch. Eunuch means you don't got no dick.
No, it means you don't have any nuts. They castrate you.
I thought Varys got the dick too.
Yeah, dude. They cut that
shit
off.
I thought he just had
no
nuts. Typically, eunuchs just don't have dicks, but no nuts.
No balls, yeah.
But you think he'd use the little guy as a strap-on penis? The little midget dude?
Just use the entire midget and shove that into people?
Just shove it up somewhere.
Cock merchant.
Oh, yeah, son. That's a magic dick right there.
You got to find a cock merchant.
I'm getting kind of tired. You can't see Daenerys' titties and shit no more. She got a little too high class for that show. She ain't doing nothing else after Game of Thrones. We all know this shit. Horrible actress.
No, she's Sarah Connor in the Terminator fucking Super Nintendo, whatever it's called.
What?
Wait, what the hell is it called?
What the fuck is
that? Was
what
a joke.
The fuck did you just
It's actually called Terminator Genesis. So
she's,
I said,
she's Sarah
Terminator
Connor?
Super Nintendo.
Oh, man.
Yes. You didn't realize that?
No.
Yeah, it's hard. It's first time I saw it,
I wouldn't even
it
peep
her.
In that movie. That movie looks like shit.
You got to peep that, yo.
That Jurassic Park shit.
I heard
also.
She shows her titties all in that, son.
I'll go watch that.
If you don't peep that, then you're going to look like an asshole.
I got to say, though, the blockbusters are pretty wide appeal. This like, have you had any interest in watching the Jurassic Park or anything like that?
I'd probably go see it.
Highest grossing movie so far has been Pitch Perfect after,
Pitch Perfect 2, their back pitches. What?
You watched that already, didn't you?
It's between that and that Fast and Furious bullshit they put out.
No, it's the Avengers.
That
Avengers
movie that fucking... No, Fast and Furious was tops for a while, man.
Jesus.
That's that movie that killed Paul Walker. That's how I remember.
I can't wait for the next one. I think that's where it's really going to
end. When his brother gained some muscle and
shit. Wait, is the next one going to be Tokyo Drift 2?
If it's not, I'm going to be pissed. I want to see what happens to that fucking kid from Sling Blade.
I'm telling you right now, fucking this dude's going to join the team, Jason Statham. They got you. They're going to, like, make up, and then they got to go after the one. No, they put him in heavy lockup.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to fucking get...
He's
going
to end up joining the fucking team.
They're rebooting the Transporter series. That might be some of the worst movies of all time.
It's on TV already, though. They already have a TV show on TNT.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. I have no idea.
Do people like that movie?
It's fucking
terrible.
The first one wasn't bad.
No, yeah,
that,
it was when he was fucking covered him. Jason Statham covered himself in fucking motor oil and fought dudes in a puddle of motor oil.
Why'd your jeans just move?
What, my jeans just move? You're the one that likes the movie. You
I'm
like,
just saying, my dick ain't just came up when I said that.
This is weird.
Mm. Yeah, now it's awkward, John.
This is really awkward, guys.
Don't fucking do that.
What's wrong,
touch
John?
It.
Don't
touch
fucking
it.
Touch me.
Touch
Don't
it.
Touch me.
Just look
he
at
fucking
it.
Does that shit when we have bars. I don't know his words. You ain't fucking ordering my food. That's very emasculating, man.
No, you know what I'll do?
I'll punch the motherfucker.
I'll just touch him in between his fingers.
Don't fucking do
that. He really hates
that. That's mad gay, son.
Excuse me, miss. I'll have a bacon cheeseburger. He'll have the waffle.
It would have been worse if you would have said, yo, he'll have a salad.
Oh, that's next time we go out to dinner.
I'm never going out to dinner with you after that.
That's bullshit.
That don't happen. We'll go to a ball game, maybe. What?
He'll have the hot dog.
I'll have a hot dog.
The hot dog as well. I'll have two hot dogs. He's paying.
How much is
that? $37?
I ain't even bullshitting
Johnny?
You. He really does use that fucking voice. He's not making that voice up. That's his fucking, I'm going to order for another guy voice. You have a fucking voice for
He'll
that.
Have a Boilermaker and some cheese fries. I'll have, I guess, a bucket of Coronas and four orders of potato skins.
Shit.
Now, are those the full-size Coronas or the little Coronas?
If a fucking pony bottle is put in front of me, miss, I'm going to burn this shitty bag. That's right. I call it a pony bottle because I'm old school.
17-year-old old soul.
But I always, people always say, you're an old soul. I get it. I understand. I can accept that. Except getting my dick sucked.
I don't. All right.
I've fucking lost my mind, dude. What's the next movie you guys are going to see together? You guys are always watching movies together.
We haven't done that in a while, son.
I'm surprised you guys didn't see Mad Max together.
I haven't seen it yet. What else is coming out? I don't even know what the fuck is coming out.
You want to go see Jurassic Park, pal?
Nah, that shit looks bad, son.
You guys want to go see Ant-Man?
I do kind of want to see Ant-Man.
We can go see Ant-Man. That's something we could shit on and like get looked at in a movie theater where we laugh at inappropriate times.
I had one
when
I went to see Ex Machina.
When you laugh or make out in the middle of the theater.
Nah, it's an accepting world, bro.
Not over here, then.
Since when?
Yeah, you know, speaking of like the world becoming more, you know that apparently women in the UK are paying for dick more often than ever?
Well, I mean, a couple years ago they had that story of like there was like some town in Africa where just mad English women go to just get railed out by these young
really?
Dudes. Yeah. Mm.
That's crazy.
I don't know. They just want some good dickens.
But why do they go all the way to Africa?
I don't know. It's cheap, I guess. And there's plenty of AIDS there. I don't know.
People like to live dangerously. That's their version of safari, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, come on. What the fuck?
Because they agreed.
No, they didn't realize what the fuck you were saying. Terrible.
Emma, I didn't agree with it. I just said it. You monster.
No, you're the monster. You're the one who came up with it.
No, he said all these white ladies from England came up with it. That's what he heard about it. You guys clearly read different articles.
I don't know anymore.
But it's kind of weird. Like, women cheat now more. Not like more, but like younger women cheat.
Good for them.
More often. I wouldn't say more. There's just more numbers to back it up now.
Get that fucking strange dick, ladies. Fucking work
it. And then bring it back home and burn a motherfucker, you dirty, dirty bitches.
There's even like services that are supposedly not escort services called like Rent-A-Gent. Where a guy will just come over and be nice to you in like a tuxedo.
Oh, that's
what
so sad.
Horribly.
That is so
what's
sad.
Happened to this woman that she needs to rent a jet?
She's got
to
be like burned by beyond recognition.
What man
like,
is that horrible?
That's fucking terrible. How long does he have to do it for? For like an hour? The
first
hour?
Yeah, it's like
free.
A couple. Yeah, the first hour is free.
Fucking Chris is running this whole rent-a-gen thing. I don't know.
It seems like a growth industry, dog.
It sounds like some shit Bloomberg would have came up with, actually.
I'm not trying to fucking invest in fucking Nutella cafes like you. I'm trying to rent these dudes out and fucking get paid, son.
Look, these dudes.
All I care about is if you fucking like cornhole or you can send us cornhole products. At HS Radio Show.
Yeah, the hand killer cornhole.
Yeah, what? You don't want to rent Joe, the real estate guru?
Oh, my God. What the fuck,
oh,
man?
He looks fucking hung. Great.
This is, what?
What? Fucking.
But
call,
that, this is the type of men
what's
women
his name?
Are paying for?
Joe, the real estate guru?
I'm
going
to call him Bulge Boy from now
Jordan
on.
The Rebel? What
he's
the
mad
fuck?
Old.
There's
the oldest dude. He's
there's
like.
There's a dude named Jordan the Rebel on it. Jack
yeah,
the World
he's a
Traveler.
Rebel.
I think Jack the World Traveler.
Jordan the
a
Rebel
fucker.
Looks like Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't even
he
see
looks like a freak.
Nah,
I feel
doesn't.
Like I find him very disturbing.
Yeah, he does a little bit. He has like a weird Goonie face.
Looks like an alien.
Looks like a Goonie, man.
So yeah, these guys just come over and hang out with you for an hour. But I'm sure that they're just like throwing dick away for free.
We should just rent a gen. Just fucking find out some new dudes.
No, man. What kind of shit is that?
Just have them come over here and be like,
dude,
what's up, bro?
We are not using Patreon money for that shit.
No, that's where we're using the Patreon money. How much do these fucking rent a gens cost?
We should get a couple of gents. We do have a couple. We have a bunch of female Patreon subscribers. So we should get a gent for the fucking party. I don't. I think so.
How you know they need that, though?
No, it's just not. Well, they don't. There won't be any other gents there. There'll be a bunch of fucking dudes, a bunch of fucking dicks.
We are very male heavy on the demographic.
I just want us to hang out with the guy.
What?
How fucking weirded out do you think one of those dudes would be? They come in, and we're just fucking doing lines and drinking fucking 40 ounces.
I don't know what. I don't do drugs and I don't drink, so I don't know what to I'm a responsible.
So you're just lining up fucking rails of coke for me and Johnny in a fucking maid uniform.
I'm no fucking.
Are you a rent
a jet? I'm no rail maid. All right.
You want to be a rent a jet, dog?
Yo, rent a rail maid. That's what we need.
Oh yeah, son.
People are gonna think that you get to fuck the maids though.
Sure.
I think you look good in a bow tie, son. No shirt on. That'd be you. You'd be like Randy Bobandian shit. Be nice.
I'm not gonna fucking do a Randy Bobandian. Then you could be Mr. Leahy, you creep.
Oh yeah, son. I'm with that.
You want me to take my pants off?
Did you watch the new season?
I haven't watched it yet. No, I've been very lazy.
It's fucking weird, dude.
It gets weirder. You
it gets weirder than two dudes fucking each other wearing bumblebee costumes.
Yeah,
it gets weirder.
Oh god.
Wow, I'm gonna watch it
you
when I get home.
You set the ball kind of high there. I don't know if I want to watch now.
I was talking to Chris because you missed a show one time a few months ago.
Fucking dude, dick.
I don't know if it's funny anymore. I know it's just so fucking bizarre. I mean,
so I enjoyed the seventh season.
Yeah, so did
or
I.
The eighth season, rather, was the last one, right?
The last the first season that came out on Netflix.
Is J-Rock still on the show?
Yeah, J-Rock is
so you need
pretty
to say,
heavy
dog,
in this episode.
It's my man's.
Rock pile, hard as fuck. Oh, no, man.
Did he actually put out that vodka in real life, or no? Was that just...
No.
That shit sounded fantastic. I'm not going to lie to you, son. Get you nice fucked up.
Swish?
Yes, son.
That was like old bum wine. It wasn't even vodka.
I thought it was vodka. Shit. It
wasn't vodka. Mm. It was bum wine. So get your fucking story straight. Okay.
I guess. We don't have to yell.
Yeah. We're getting very...
Between our two new Patreon patrons, what were their names again?
Gypsy Julie.
Yeah.
And Amanda W.
Who do you think more wants a rent-a-gent?
One of them gave more money than the other. I don't want to put him on blast on the show.
Oh, you don't put him on blast. So, don't, you know, just
so I'm
going to
say that one.
Or who?
Well, I'd be putting him on blast if I say the name now.
All right, just fucking... Never mind.
Are we going to have to get, like, lady products now to give away, too? Or?
Well, you guys could just guess. I don't know anything about these. I know as much about these people as you do.
I'm going to guess it's Gypsy Julie, because the name is more fun.
That's a person who wants to rent a gent?
I don't know.
Because she could just grift that gent.
Yeah, there you go. Don't even got to put out.
As soon as he takes his pants off, out of there with that wallet.
Poor bastard. Just living a life of grifting women left and right.
I don't know. I feel like the rent-a-gents are doing pretty well.
You think so?
I feel like that's a pretty good job.
Yeah, but you age out of there. That's like a pretty bad whore. Man,
nah,
whore
you saw how old Joe the real estate guru was.
But that's less ladies are calling the Joel the real estate expert.
Oh, yeah. Unless like they really want real estate advice and shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Like the other guy, the world traveler dude, just seems like a kid fucker. I don't know why. It could be the picture. I don't know.
Could be that he's traveling the world. What's he doing?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Fucking suspicious. Motherfuckers that travel around alone.
At that age, too, by yourself? I don't know.
You feel weird about that?
I don't think it's kosher.
Obviously not. They're Gentiles. Get it together, Johnny. John, you tell me you went to Sonic for the first time ever?
That was a while back. I thought the hot dogs was all right, though. They come to Staten Island. Maybe, you know, I'll frequent Staten Island a bit more now.
You're going to go to Staten Island to eat at shitty Sonic?
I can't believe
you drove 2 hours to eat at Sonic.
I didn't fucking say, oh, hey, let's do a road trip. Fucking, they just say, yo, let's just go for a ride and shit.
You didn't know that the nearest Sonic was in Pennsylvania?
I wasn't checking for Sonics and shit. I've never had it before. It's not like, oh, shit, let me go out of my way to go try this shit. I'd rather In-N-Out Burger. I hear good things, but...
There's you have to drive a lot further to go to an In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, there's nothing on the East
you
Coast, right?
You have to go to the fucking West Coast to go to In-N-Out Burger, Johnny.
Is that your West Coast point?
No, I'm just fucking exasperated with your crazy talk.
Just saying, like, is there any, like, franchises out of New York State that you'd want to go fucking try?
Yes,
like,
In-N-Out Burger, but it's in fucking California.
I'm pretty sure we could get somebody to fly that shit out to us. We'll split it. Since you like to do shit like that.
We're never going to fucking go, dude. We're never going to get an In-N-Out Burger.
We should just open an In-N-Out Burger. We should open an In-N-Out Burger in Burning Man.
That's the shit you do. That's what it takes for you to realize you're kind of fucking up in this point now. That you can't get an In-N-Out Burger.
We're never going to get
that's your tapping point.
We're never going to get Sonic. You know, fuck it.
We can get a Fat Burger. There's one in Jersey City.
I'll bring you some Sonic if you want some.
How is it?
Fat Burger's pretty good. I'd say I like it better than Sonic, personally.
Sonic isn't very good.
I never had the
Fat Burger's a fat burger, dog.
All right, I like the sound of that.
You can put chili on anything.
Is it better than Five Guys?
Five Guys is pretty good.
I'd say it's pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
It beats the fuck out of a Shake Shack burger. I find that shit overrated. The custards is good, but the burger ain't shit.
All right, we've talked way too much about food on this program today.
I'm kind of hungry.
We're talking about Nutella and pie for a good 20 minutes.
And rent-a-gents. I count that as food. Know what I'm saying?
Eating that dick?
What?
What?
What the fuck?
You eating that dick, son?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're almost done, bro. At HS Radio Show.
Yeah, you're quite done, sir.
Yeah, I'm beat, son.
I'm kind of beat. At HS Radio Show, High Society Radio on Instagram. Chris, you should Instagram some shit this week.
I don't really know how to Instagram things.
Fucking cryogenic fucking Instagram that shit, right?
Oh, yeah, I should Instagram myself doing the cryogenic freeze. I did a negative 200 degree cryogenic chamber right before I came through. Pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty cold.
Did it hurt?
No, not really. It fucks up your breathing while you're in the thing.
How long were you in this fucking...
3 minutes.
It seems kind of pussy. You couldn't take it anymore.
What?
You're not allowed to be in there more than 3 minutes by law. You could die.
Sounds like someone's a real pussy. Oh, the law says I can't be in the fucking icebox.
I went in the maximum amount
longer.
Of time. Three minutes is the max.
To be fair, I think at -5, your breathing starts to like fuck up.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Fucks you up. You can't really be breathing in nitrous oxide like that.
So wait, what is the point of that, though? It's just like to test
it's just
your
to get your nipples hard.
My nipples have been popped since, dog. I look like one of those turkey thermometers that are built into the turkey.
Ew.
Nah, it's just that. I have some maladies, and it's supposed to be good for...
All right.
Yeah. You should do it for your shoulder.
Whatever. I trust in science, not fucking.
This is dude. LeBron does it. Mayweather does it.
LeBron also fucking makes LeBron's mix, which is already.
He didn't make that shit. They just made it. Slapped his name on it for Mills.
I watched the commercial and it says he created the flavor himself with the good people.
He just made fruit punch with no color. That's all that shit is.
Is it really?
That's what it sounds like. Cherry, oranges, lemon, lime.
It's just Sprite Remix, and they slapped his name on it because Sprite Remix wasn't selling shit, and they had like 400 vats of it.
Yeesh.
God damn it. I like Sprite so much. I would have liked to have had a new Sprite. Like, I like Coke, and I like Cherry Coke. So I like Sprite.
Yeah, but Coke is different, though, because you have options. Like, the Mexican Coke is better than anything you'll fucking get here. A Sprite shit is...
Well, yeah, there's less cut in it. No, wait, you're talking about the soda.
Yes, sir.
And it's splattered with the fucking severed head blood of children. Ugh. What? Did I go too far?
Just a little bit.
Went too far for you, dude.
We have to fucking get me a running gent tonight and talk about it.
I know you. I know you're looking for a running gent.
Yeah.
I know you love that shit.
I can't believe you guys didn't know that was a thing.
No. Like, why would we know that shit? We're not in the market for it.
I mean, if you guys did any show prep.
Are they taking open positions? I'll try to get my fucking...
You should.
Up on
the radio guru.
Just smoking a cigarette.
Fuck yeah, son. With your aviators
out of
on?
Out of shape fucking creep with a bad haircut.
Yo, I think they are always looking to hire.
Yo, bitches dig that shit, son. Don't play yourself. That dad bod is in, my dude.
Oh, that's a good point. It's good. I got. Yeah. I have like over the hill dad bod.
Put some Stanley the dad bod. That'll be it.
Put some Nutella on your chest and shit.
Rub the Nutella all over my forehead.
Yo, wait. What was that? What was that on the website? Go back.
It was just their banner image. It was a dude holding up a coffee table,
but
for a bunch of broads.
I could do that.
So it's, wait a minute. It's male slavery.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I'd love to be enslaved. This sounds great.
Oh, that's terrible. What the fuck? Have some self-respect.
Can I put in my Okay, put in my
put in your resume.
That.
Yeah, you can put in your resume.
Oh, they everywhere too. They got international. I don't want you doing international.
I refuse to do any manual labor. I'm just there to, I don't know, talk to them.
Could you imagine they just hire you to do like shit around the house, or be a kid's dad for a day because their dad died or some horrible shit?
Stanley, the dad bod radio guru.
He's like, hey, how was your day, son? Fucking just terrible.
Did you miss your dead dad?
You know, wow, one of the organizers of Occupy Wall Street is on here.
Smart.
Shut up.
That's how he's making his money.
Paulo, the basketball player?
Paulo.
Oh, he's a black guy. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, he's a basketball
player.
Damn,
way to break fucking... Do they have Santana, the Mexican guy, on it?
Come on. Stop it.
They do have Maximilian, the traveling model.
Look, I'm not going to be a rent-a-gent now. The Giants being too racist.
Cameron, the fucking...
Well, you should be you should still be a rent-a-gent.
No, I'm done with this whole rent-a-gent game.
I don't know. I want to see if you get rented.
Mark the listener. That's an actual fucking guy.
He's also an old guy.
But he's a good listener. Like, that's what ladies want.
You could be Stanley, the guy who wears shirts that piss you off.
He listens to you while you snore in your fucking sleep after he puts a date rape drug in your shit.
Jesus.
I'll annoy you with my choice of clothing, just like your dead husband did.
All right. That's it for us on that fucking weird note. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. High Society Radio on Instagram. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio on the Reddits. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny, shout out to Lynda.com.
Oh, yeah. Lynda.com/High Society Radio. Go there and sign up for a free 10-day trial so you can learn how to do things. Audio editing, animation, whatever. Get a free
10-day
trial. Get your boys some cash. Lynda.com/High Society Radio. Chris from Brooklyn.
Peace. Say goodbye.